Welcome to the Experience Darden podcast. I'm your host, Brett Twitty, and you are listening to a new episode. On this episode of the podcast, I'm excited to share my recent conversation with Lauren Wallace. Lauren is Assistant Director of Student Affairs and Global Engagement Manager here at the University of Virginia Darden School of Business, and she and I recently connected via Zoom to talk about her experience working with Section J. These are our students who are starting this January. This is a one-time January section, and Lauren has really been the liaison and key touch point for these students. I think it says so much about the efforts the school makes to support students, but as always, don't take my word for it. So without further ado, here is my interview with Lauren Wallace. Lauren, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Brett.
Well, it's great to have you here. How are you doing? Are you holding up okay during this time?
Yes, definitely I have been. It's been really good. Lots of, not that much spare time actually, but been able to get involved in some other things. And so, yeah, it's been great.
Well, one of my favorite questions recently on the podcast has just been asking people, have they picked up any hobbies or any, you know, pandemic pastimes, so to speak, in the middle of everything going on? Have you?
Yeah. Well, you know, any spare time that I've had, I've gone back to reading books for fun because you can never have enough time for that. But I will say during the pandemic, I took up some gardening, which was a lot of fun. And most recently a paint by number, which I'm not much of a creative person. So this is actually great for me, to be able to stay within the line. So that was nice. But I actually am, I'm a part-time student working on my master's. So a lot of my time was actually spent just doing classes.
Wow. So that's a lot. Reading, gardening, painting. And oh, by the way, I'm working on a master's too.
Yeah.
Can I ask you what you're reading right now or what you've been reading recently?
Yeah, so the book that I'm on right now is actually called This Mournable Body. It's by a Zimbabwean author, Tsitsi Dangaremba, I believe. And I just started, but it is really captivating so far.
How do you pick your books?
Lots of recommendations. Also, just reading lists, you know, that I see either on like BBC, like news articles, and even UVA. I love that they have the faculty lists, suggested book lists that I look at a lot too. So,
yeah, there was quite a bit of that over the spring and summer. And Dean Bruner, he just put out his list. Bob Bruner, who publishes every year, a list of things that he's been reading, and such a thoughtful write up around the books that he's read and what he's learned through them. I love reading that, and I'm a reading person too. I've spent a lot of the past year in a book. When I wasn't working, I was reading, so I can relate.
Yeah, it's been great.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit more about you and your background. Before we get to your current role at Darden, what did you do before coming to Darden?
Sure. So I actually graduated from undergrad in 2015. And so I spent about a year doing a couple of short-term things before I started working at Darden in the fall of 2016. During that time, I interned for a legal advocacy nonprofit up in the Northern Virginia area. And they worked towards a holistic approach for, you know, advocating for the needs and the challenges of Latin American immigrants in Northern Virginia. So I did that for a few months. And then I also was a summer camp counselor at a camp that I attended as a youth. And so it was a lot of fun. And both of those experiences were really meaningful for me.
I'm a former camp counselor myself. So in the interest of full disclosure, there's no job quite like it.
I know. That's, oh my gosh, it's so fun. But going from summer camp counseling into like a more of an office environment is totally different. I had to sort of rein in a little bit of my enthusiasm. No, but I'm still enthusiastic, that's for sure.
Well, what brought you to Darden?
Yeah, so just, after graduating from James Madison, I had a degree in international affairs. And so there was a position open here at Darden in the Center for Global Initiatives, working a lot with international MBA and executive MBA students. And so that definitely just piqued my interest. Really enjoyed higher ed, was interested in higher ed. And so glad that I found a position there. But definitely working with international populations is something that really drives me and piques my interest. And so that's how I landed here. And I've been here ever since, going on almost 5 years now, and have loved every minute.
One of the things that we've talked about here on the podcast is sort of the explosion of interest in global courses, the Darden Worldwide courses. It feels like, obviously, things are a bit complicated here with the pandemic, although there have been some virtual course offerings, which have been cool to hear about.
Yeah.
But you know, prior to the pandemic, it seemed like there were so many students who wanted to be outside the U.S. and see the world, and that was one of the great trends.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wish I knew the numbers off the top of my head, but from the time that I started until right before the pandemic, the percentage of students who either attended or had signed up to take a global course definitely increased significantly. And so it was a really, really, and still is, you know, a really exciting time to work for CGI, the Center for Global Initiatives.
What did you enjoy about that work? You'd mentioned being here for 5 years. And I wonder, I mean, one of the great things about Darden is you have these people who've been here for quite a while. I've been here for 6 years, so we're kind of like right there together. And what have you enjoyed about the work?
Yeah. So in my role with the Center for Global Initiatives, I manage programs, academic programs, for MBA and executive MBA students from our partner universities. So Darden has some partner universities with business schools all around the world. And so would host programs, like one to two weeks of programs, anywhere from 20 to 60 students. And that, I just loved it, being able to meet people from all over the world, to work with them, really just preparing for months this program that runs just for a couple of weeks, but actually getting to see the fruit of that, to meet them, is really just meaningful for me. And I love it every single time. I now have friends all over the world. And actually, just on a personal travel of mine, was able to meet up with someone who came as a student on one of these programs, and she showed me around her hometown, and that was really, really fun. So just having those connections all around the world is really meaningful and a lot of fun.
What is it like, though, for some of these if folks are obviously going to school outside the U.S. and they come to Charlottesville? I mean, what are the reactions typically to a college town in Central Virginia?
You know, I think a lot of them who have come, at least in my speaking with them, have been to the U.S. before, maybe big cities, so Miami or New York or even California, you know, Bay Area. And so coming to Charlottesville for them is really unique because it's an opportunity for them to come to a smaller town, like you said, college town, and it's different. A lot of the times I hear it's quiet, you know, because if you go to New York or Miami, they're just bustling noises all the time. So you come to a smaller town like Charlottesville and you just, you know, going out for dinners or drinks or whatever it is, it's just quieter because there's fewer people, but it is just a nice, like, refreshing. This is what, you know, I don't want to say the majority of America, but it's not a big city. And so this is sort of what they can, they get to see another side of the U.S. that they might not have been able to see before.
And I imagine every group is a little bit different. Is that true? Depending on where they're coming from in the world, and how does that shape and influence what you're thinking about doing with them?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it is it's fun because you get to see the cultural differences between groups that are coming from different countries. And even just in the 4 years or so that I've been here, that has really helped me plan and manage and work with these programs in that way, whether I'm working with a school from China or Switzerland or Peru, definitely changes how I interact and respond, always providing, you know, best service that I can. But it can be even better when you know those cultural nuances. And so that's been really good. And I think I've definitely learned that and gained that over the time that I've been here.
Well, we talked a lot about these students coming here. Do you get to go there? Or have you been to visit these schools as well?
Yeah, so I haven't been able to visit the schools, like our partner schools. However, working with the Center for Global Initiatives, I've actually been able to travel with some of our students, some of Darden students, when they go on their global academic courses abroad. And those trips are just phenomenal because not only are they learning so much and they're spending so much time with one another, but as a staff coordinator for those trips, it's just a lot of fun to get to know our own students, Darden students, a lot better in a different environment, still taking classes and doing company visits, but you get to know them in a different way, and that's always a lot of fun as well.
Some of your recent trip locations include where have you been with the students?
With the students, two Januaries ago, I went to Dubai, the UAE, and Bahrain with our students, and that was phenomenal. And the year before was our trip to London, which was also really fun. But last year, going to the Middle East was the first time that we had gone. I shouldn't say the first time, but the first time in a number of years that we had gone to Dubai and Bahrain. And it was great. It went really, really well. And the students were fantastic.
What was the focus of that class? Is that the finance course with Yorgos?
The one in London, yes.
Yeah, okay.
The one in London was finance course with Yorgos Alianis. I love traveling with Yorgos. And he also was one of the co-faculty leaders with June West going to the Middle East. Okay. And so it was definitely had a finance lens to it, but also looking at modernization, financial capitalism in the Middle East, and comparing that to traditional cultures as well.
How interesting. Well, I can imagine it's great to be a staff member and to have that time with Darden students. I think I think we all agree that one of the best parts about our job is all the interesting people we get to meet. And that's certainly inclusive of our students. They're such great people, fascinating people. So we invited you on the podcast, not just to talk about Center for Global Initiatives, but to talk a little bit about what we here at the Darden School are calling Section J. So this is a one-off section. This is a group of students who started here in January. This section was, this January start date was introduced really kind of in response to the pandemic and trying to create flexibility for students here. As mentioned, it's a one-off. You know, we're not planning to repeat January start, but you were instrumental in working closely with these students. And as we tell the story about how students are supported here at the Darden School, I thought this was a great way of saying, look at all that effort that sort of goes into to helping facilitate the student experience behind the scenes that you may not always be aware of. So Lauren, appreciate your carving out some time to come on the podcast. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved with Section J and working with these students.
Sure. Yeah. So when the pandemic really started affecting our work here at Darden was, last year around this time. And so a lot of the programs that I run or manage, they are with our international partners who come to Darden. Now, naturally, with the pandemic, fewer people are traveling, not being able to host programs or send programs abroad either. And so there was a little bit of a, pandemic also created more needs for Darden to be able to help out in different ways. And so with that, I was really able to take advantage of working with different departments and getting to see different areas of Darden. And so last summer, I started working in different ways with different departments. I actually helped out with the admissions department a little bit, doing some MBA chats with prospective students, which was, again, so fun and just really informative, and loved meeting some of our prospective students and telling them about Darden and what's so great about Darden. So I started doing that. I also worked a little bit with the Office of Student Affairs. Darden stood up a housing committee just to help students navigate housing concerns that they were facing given the pandemic. We had some international students who had delayed arrival dates, and also some students, since classes turned virtual, were considering, could they leave? Could they get out of leases? And so it just was sort of stood up just to help students feel supported by us in terms of kind of their housing needs and questions that they had. And so did that, was able to work with more students that way, current students as well as our prospective students with the MBA chats. And so towards the end of the summer, after we had announced our January start for the class of 2022, there obviously just arose this need for wanting to make sure this program would run smoothly and successfully, transition these students well into the January start. And so I took on more of a formal role with the OSA, with the Office of Student Affairs, to help coordinate this cross-departmental team, really there just to support our January students. And so just ensuring that they had a smooth and successful transition into the academic experience, which they began this month.
Yeah, that's right. So it's all underway. I wonder, when you say cross-departmental, you're working with a lot of different stakeholders. What does that look like from your perspective? Who all are you working with?
Yeah, so we had this weekly meeting with lots and lots of people. We had myself, I led the meetings each week, but we had many members of the Office of Student Affairs, the Career Center, our admissions team, of course. We had our faculty involved in that, and our international advisor, just also our online learning team. I mean, from every different area, just to make sure that we were covering our bases and making sure that these students were gonna have just the same experience as our August students, and that they felt that, they felt supported in that way. So I think at one point we had 12 or 13 people just meeting weekly, making sure from all these different arenas that the students were gonna be taken care of well.
You have sort of emphasized a couple times about making sure that these students have a great experience and they have the Darden experience. What were some of the guiding principles that that the group thought about or that you sort of kept in mind as you thought about designing the experience or facilitating the experience for these students?
Yeah, that's a great question. So many times, you know, whether in our community or even the Section J students themselves, you know, considered say that they would start in January. But in reality, they started being members of our community ever since they were admitted. So come day one of being admitted, they were members of our community, and we wanted them to know that. So even though they didn't start their academic courses until January, during the whole fall, they were very involved with career support in terms of recruiting for internships next summer. And they also were able to take part in their clubs already as members of the community. And so they reached out to their fellow students who started in August and even the second year students just to be more involved in the club activities. And so we wanted them to know, one of the guiding principles was just that they know they are full members of the community, even though they won't start academic classes until January, that they're members and that we wanted them to know that. And so as much support as we could show that way, whether it was from staff or even students who started in August, that they were their classmates, not just students who would come later on, but they were currently their classmates.
So what did your work look like? I was talking a little bit in preparation for this call with my colleague, my admissions colleague, Whitney Kessner. And she was sharing with me a little bit of what you did, sort of engaging with the students individually. But I'm wondering what it looked like from your end.
Yeah. So I would say on a weekly basis, like I said, we had those meetings, and a lot of that was just making sure logistics were taken care of, and also just, you know, having some feedback from some of the Section J students. And so I met, not only did we have that weekly meeting, but I, you know, met with some we call them volunteer liaisons from Section J weekly as well, making sure that they felt like they were being supported in the social aspect and being included and you know, had opportunities to socialize with their own section as well as other students. And I also sent a weekly communication out every Monday that included important notes for that week or upcoming dates and deadlines, career tips, and just any important information that they needed to know about the academic calendar and things like that. So that was a lot of the weekly stuff, but I also just, you know, was able to schedule one-on-one Zoom calls with each of them, almost all of them. And that was my favorite part, probably, was just getting to know them individually, spending time with them, hearing their stories. And I've got to say, Brett, they are some incredible students, being able to, you know, navigate this pandemic, take this new opportunity, but do the full Darden course load in a condensed period of time. It's a really, as you know, the academic core at Darden is very rigorous. And so they're choosing to do this in a shorter amount of time. So I commend them.
So there's a lot of great stuff you shared thus far. As an admissions team member that gets to have some interaction with the prospective students and conversations, I know that takes a lot of energy, and it's also really rewarding too, because you feel like you're helping someone make a decision and get the information they need. I'm wondering though, for you, when you reflect back on the experience, what highlights are there? Anything that stand out from the work that you've been doing this summer?
Mm-hmm. I would say it would be those one-on-one calls with students. I am a significant extrovert. I'm very much a people person. And so it took me a while to navigate getting used to working from home. And so having those one-on-one calls with students, even though we were still behind the screen on you know, doing Zoom calls, as opposed to just emailing and kind of being behind a computer the whole time, being able to meet people and hear from them and hear their stories and how they themselves wound up at Darden and taking this opportunity for the January start option was just absolutely the best part. And it gives so much meaning to what I'm doing, you know, daily, weekly, and even heading into this year as well. Makes it a lot more meaningful for me to have those personal relationships with students.
Any things that you learned? Or, I mean, you mentioned being at Darden for almost 5 years now and working really closely with incoming students. I wonder if there's any things that you took away from that experience that you feel like you're going to use going forward, or any things that you learned from the conversations that you had with students as they prepared for their January start.
I'm just so inspired by these Section J students. I mean, they decided, given different, you know, work situations or whatever it was personally that happened right before that made them decide they want to take this January start option. I'm just really, you know, inspired by them that they, you know, took the reins on this and are deciding to take this this option and just move forth with it. They're doing recruiting right now for internships this summer. And so that's just a lot on top of starting a rigorous academic core. And so as someone, I can relate to them in the sense that, as I mentioned before, I'm working on my master's part-time. And so I think doing what I do, which is work full-time and school part-time, is one thing. But doing work, some of these students ended up working all the way through the fall, even though they were still involved in recruiting. They were full-time working, they were full-time, you know, students, you know, recruiting and doing clubs and everything. And then they started the academic experience in January. And so I think being able to empathize with that as a part-time student myself, I'm just really just remarkable, the students and their dedication to wanting to be here and to do this well.
That's tremendous just to think about the resilience, the grit of this group, and just the energy that they're bringing to this, mm-hmm. this experience. How are things going for them? It sounds like a very busy time for them as they, you know, of course, get started with classes. Recruiting is ramping up. I wonder how are things going so far?
Yeah. Well, they did just finish their J-term course. So they had one J-term course, core course, that they started in early January, January 4th. And they just finished classes for that yesterday and will take the exam this weekend. And so from what I've heard from students is that they really enjoyed the class. They enjoyed the professors teaching the class. And so I think they were just really eager to finally feel like they're starting the academic part of their Darden experience, even though they had started the recruiting and the club part before that as well. So from what I've heard, I think it's gone really well. They enjoyed the class. Also, the January recruiting started on January 4th as well. And so, again, like you said, they had a lot going on. But I think that having the one class in J-term was good kind of introduction for them heading into their core course, and they'll start their Q1 experience, their first quarter, next Tuesday with a full, slate portfolio of classes that they're doing. So I think it was a good introduction for them.
I can understand if you've been doing club activities and recruiting all through the fall, you're really looking forward to getting started with classes. It probably feels like a lot of buildup. So just to have it in motion, I can imagine would be, you'd be excited by that. It sounds like you're still very much connected with these students. Mm-hmm. Are you still working closely with them?
I am. Yes. So I am still working with the Office of Student Affairs and will be during the rest of the spring semester. And so I'm going to be the main point person for Section J from the Office of Student Affairs, answering whatever questions that they have, making sure that they're having a good experience with their learning teams. I'm will be here for them as well. And that's really nice too. It's nice to be able to not only bring them here and make sure they're onboarded well, but I get to stick it out with them as well during their first year core.
It almost seems like you and those students will always have this connection together, given the amount of time that you spent with them, just getting them ready for Darden. Mm-hmm. Do you think that?
I certainly hope so. I will say I sent an email to a group of the students earlier today, and I was like, I know you've received many emails from me, but here's the reason I'm sending this one, because they have heard from me probably more than they want. but I definitely hope that it maintains, really strong connections during the rest of their time at Darden and beyond.
So I wonder if you have any pieces of advice. You've worked with Darden students, you've been around Darden for a while. Any pieces of advice that you would share with folks now, having worked closely with the Section J students, anything that you think would be helpful for our prospective student listeners to know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, prospective students listening to this, I would say it's particularly in this year and last year, as we've all been through this really intense and unusual time. And what I found to be just really helpful for everyone, not even just Darden students, but just for everyone, for myself included, is just to be kind. And that sounds really simple, but it makes such a large difference, a huge difference. It's just to be kind to others, but also to yourself. And I read somewhere, I believe this is a Charlie Maxey quote, but being kind to yourself is one of the greatest kindnesses that there is. Because so often we find it easier, I think, to be kind to other people, and in circumstances can be easily kind, say a kind word, and yet we don't do that to ourselves. And so I would just say that, we're all under a really stressful time. just generally as we continue on in this pandemic, which has lasted over a year now. And so especially if you're a Darden student, if you're, you know, taking classes and recruiting and trying to maintain a social calendar, it be kind to yourself if something falls through, or if you just need to take a day for yourself, that is not a selfish thing. And for prospective students, wherever, whatever position that you're in right now, you can't go wrong by being kind to yourself and by being kind to others. And all of us could use that, I think, especially after a year like last year.
That's good advice. We had Debbie Wilson on the podcast not so long ago, sharing some tips that we were talking a lot about the MBA journey, as she was going through the things that would be useful, you know, getting more sleep, taking care of yourself, all this. It's like, this is valuable to anybody right now. Right. So it's universal. I think we tend to neglect these kinds of things, self-care, being kind to ourselves. Yeah. When things get stressful, it tends to go out the window. And what I was reminded of when talking with Debbie was, this is really what we should focus. We should come back to this. This should be the first thing that we think of when things get stressful.
Absolutely. And I even had to put this on my laptop, but just a reminder to myself is, this is a stressful year. Like, remember to be kind to yourself and to other people, because you hear this old adage, but it's like, everybody, you don't know what other people are going through at this time. And so, even if it's a stressful or heated moment for you, being kind to others really is worth it. And when you're on the receiving end of that, you really do feel that. And so I think giving kindness is helpful, but also allowing yourself to receive kindness is one of the greatest things you can do for yourself.
So Lauren, we tend to ask our guests the same last question. Okay. And that is, what's your why Darden pitch? If you were talking with a prospective student, you've done this not so long ago on an MBA conversation, they say, Lauren, why should I choose Darden? What do you typically share with folks?
Yeah, well, I did get this question from prospective students. And sometimes in different words, lots of students actually, or prospective students would ask me, what's my favorite part about Darden? Which I kind of take to be like a why Darden, at least for me from the staff perspective. But my favorite part about Darden today remains what it was when I first started. And that was when I first started as a new person over 4 years ago, every new person that I met at Darden, like every additional person that I met at Darden, I was just so surprised actually by their kindness. I know I just went on this whole thing about kindness, but I was so surprised as a new employee here that everyone was just so kind. And I remember telling my supervisor, is this, everyone is like everyone is like this. And I think that just speaks so much to the community at Darden, the community of mutual care, which existed prior to the pandemic. I know that we emphasize that now, this community of mutual care, but it's been like that at least as long as I've been here, and I'm sure for many, many years prior to that. And so I just remember thinking, everybody is so nice. Like, they're just so kind. And so that when students or prospective students would ask me, what is my favorite part of Darden? That is the initial thing that came to mind, the first thing that I would think about. And it remains true to this day, regardless of, you know, which department that you're working for. And especially after this experience of working with Section J and working in this cross-departmental, you know, collaboration, every team, every person just is very, very kind.
Lauren, I appreciate your taking some time out for the podcast. I know it's been a really, really busy time for you as these students kicked off classes and obviously are getting up to speed. They already were started on their Darden journey. And thank you for all the work that you've done supporting Section J students.
Thank you so much, Brett. And thank you so much for asking me. I will take any time I can get to just rave about this section of students. They really, really are fantastic.
And that was my interview with Lauren Wallace, Assistant Director of Student Affairs and Global Engagement Manager here at the Darden School of Business. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the podcast, we're all ears. We can be reached at Darden, that's D-A-R-D-E-N, at virginia.edu. Until next time, stay safe, be well, and thanks for listening.